Proverbs 29, verse 6, these are the words of God. By transgression, an evil man is snared, but the righteous sings and rejoices. So far, the reading of God's inspired and inerrant word. Sin is a very deceptive thing. It's deceptive in our own fleshly hearts. And the great deceiver, the evil one, is eager to deceive us as well. And the world full of sinners who love sin and hate God, they not only do the things that they know are wrong and deserve death, but they approve of those who do. They also reinforce the deceptiveness of sin. And what sin says is, if you do me, you'll be happy. If you do as your fleshly self feels, if you satisfy your senses and desires instead of satisfying or enjoying God, you will be very happy. You'll get away with being happier than God wants you to be. And so sin has a wicked, awful view of God, doesn't it? It's like the third servant who says, I knew you were a hard master. This comes from the same place as the serpent who says, has God really said you can't eat from any of the trees in the garden? And of course, he's lying, but he's painting a particular picture of God. And yet, he came to a man once who hadn't eaten for 40 days, and he was hungry. And he said, oh, if you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread. You can hear the same lie behind it, can't you? That God has not given him sufficiently. And if he sins, then he could get away with having more pleasure, more happiness than God wants him to have. Now, does God love us, Sophia? Does he want us to be happy? Does he tell us his rules to stop us from being happy? No, of course not. But that's what our sin says. Now, this proverb tells us what sin actually gets you. It looks like you're going to be happy. That's how a trap works. Traps are supposed to look safe, even pleasant. You know, we don't put nasty-tasting acid in the mousetrap under the sink in the bathroom. We put glue boards that smell like peanut butter. And if you were not a human with a shred of common sense, and I'm sure there's someone somewhere who has done it, you'd take that glue board out of its package, and you'd smell the peanut butter, and you'd be like, and your tongue would get stuck to the glue board, and you'd have poisonous glue on your tongue. Actually, I don't think it's poisonous. But you have glue board stuck to your face. Traps work because they look safe and pleasant. So we go and we open that big contraption thing with the glue board in it, and there's a bunch of mice in at one time who discovered that it wasn't actually safe and pleasant. Ha! Huh. They didn't make a peanut butter heaven for us under the sink after all. Now, it sounds silly, and it sounds stupid and ridiculous. And you're like, you stupid mice, how could you get caught? But aren't we the stupid mice who have been told in the Bible transgression is a snare? Your flesh will lie to you. The devil will lie to you. The world will lie to you and say, oh, it's a way of being happier than God wants you to be. And we should already know, well, that's a lie. God wants me to have himself as my happiness, and he gave himself to make it happen. But they tell us that lie, and we say, oh, I could be happier if I sinned. And you step into the sin, and it's not like peanut butter glue boards, only like animal rights societies make peanut butter glue boards. And the spikes stick through the flesh of the animal and break its ankle. So that even if it was able to hobble its way out, it couldn't get too far, and you could follow the blood trail. That's what sin does to us. Well, there is something that is the path to happiness, however. By transgression, an evil man is snared, but the righteous sings and rejoices. Oh, the path is to happiness. The path is to singing and rejoicing. It's to trust in God to atone for our sin. It's to trust in God to count us righteous in Jesus Christ. It's to trust in God to make us righteous and to join him in that effort to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling, or to put to death the deeds of the body. How? If by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body. Work out your own salvation and trembling, for it is he, it is God who works in you both to will and to work according to his good pleasure. And the one who's trusting in Jesus, who has taken away the guilt of our sin, to also take away not just the power, but even the presence of our sin, as by his Spirit we kill it more and more in union with him. We are on the path to singing and rejoicing. Isn't that exactly what you do in heaven? The greatest singing you would ever do, the greatest rejoicing you would ever do. Every once in a while, some providence on earth is so good that it makes you break forth into spontaneous singing, like you were in a Disney movie with such a bad plot that nothing bad happens in it at all. Well, if you knew that there was something you could do right now in this moment, that its outcome would be something so good that you had one of those spontaneous singing and rejoicing, wouldn't it be foolish to not do that thing? Doesn't it make all the sense in the world? If you know that you have an option right now that ends in that kind of rejoicing, doesn't it make all the sense in the world to take that option? Well, we have that option. And the thing to do is whatever God says to do. Whatever proceeds from faith in Jesus Christ. Whatever lovingly responds to him who has loved us with his own life and death and resurrection. Whatever he says is right. Knowing that whatever he says is right is itself good. And you get more even than doing it for his honor, which is everything. And doing it as part of how he brings you into glory, which is the perfect and everlasting blessedness. The commands he's given us are actually the things that make life in this world better. And so, it's a wonderful verse to hold up as a mirror and say, let me not be the fool who listens to my sin and ends up in the snare, but let me live righteously according to the law of him who loved me and gave me himself for me. Let me live righteously by the life that is no longer the life that I live, but he lives in me, so that the life I now live, I would live by faith in him who loved me and gave himself for me. Let me live the life that already rejoices in him, and that ends in perfected and eternal singing and rejoicing. Isn't that the life that you want to live, Sophia? A life that is full of singing and rejoicing and happiness? Well, then we need to turn from our sin and trust in Jesus. And then we keep on living a life of trusting in Jesus and hating our sin and doing whatever he says. And we'll be happy in this life, as happy as you can be in this life. And then we'll be perfectly happy forever in the next one. Praise God. Let's ask him to help us. Our Father in heaven, it makes perfect sense. Your word is true as we read it right now. But we know, O Lord, that when we come into the rest of our life and there are moments where we have an opportunity to be gluttonous, or where there's something in which we might prefer ourselves to another, or have an opportunity to take offense at something that someone has said or done. There are so many different ways and times and places, O Lord, where in the moment we actually are convinced by the lie that sinning will end in a little extra happiness. Oh, forgive us and help us who can be such fools over and over again. And how we thank you for the righteousness of Christ, that we could cling to it and know that the days of the battle are numbered. But we thank you also for the righteousness of Christ and the work of your Spirit and the promise of your power for our sanctification, so that we may know, that we may, by your Spirit, put to death the deeds of the body, and live this life that is a singing and rejoicing in you life. Please, Lord, don't let us bring ourselves through more misery than is necessary in this world. And bring us, we pray, even when the sanctification is over and the last day and the day of Christ, to that happiness of seeing the Lord, for which this holiness of being righteous in our character and in our conduct is necessary. Bring us to it, we pray, in the blessedness of the Lord Jesus. In his name we ask it. Amen.